28 minutes past 6 on RN Drive. There are more than 2 trillion public posts on Facebook from people, pages and organisations. And until now, if you wanted to search for something, the results you got back would come from friends or pages you like. But soon you'll be able to search everything posted on Facebook publicly. And anything you've posted in the decade since Facebook launched will be searchable by anyone. Dr. Tama Lever is a senior lecturer in internet studies at Curtin University and joins us to try and unpick what it all means. Thank you so much for joining us. What does it mean for privacy?
For privacy, it's actually quite complicated because while Facebook is not changing the technical nature of its privacy settings, so something that was previously public remains public, equally something private remains private, what it is doing is changing the ability of public things to be found by other people. So on Facebook, often when things are public, it's still the case that they're not experienced as public because very few people ever see them. So we might forget what our settings are because generally speaking, it's only a few friends that ever see or comment or like our stuff. But with this sort of increased searchability, it means that anything that is public can literally be found by anyone else. So it shifts the visibility of posts and sort of puts an onus on us to go back and check exactly what things we do have public.
So do older posts have the potential to be damaging if they're found in a search? I mean, do you rate this concern that people have around privacy in respect to this change?
Absolutely, because often with Facebook we have something called context collapse where we generally forget that we're actually talking potentially to a whole lot of people and we usually imagine the very small group of people that we talk to the most. But, of course, we might say something flippantly about something that happened at work. We might say something flippantly that happened about a news story and be quite rude or something about it, thinking that this is more like an off-colour joke with a few friends. But, of course, if that's picked up in a public search, that it can be read out of context and read in a very different way. So it does mean that we are perhaps more accountable for every little thing that we write on Facebook in a way that we might not have perceived in the past.
People are obviously concerned about privacy on Facebook. I mean, it's a huge issue. Every so often, one of those fake share this status and Facebook can't own your information posts goes viral. Even though they do nothing, is there an effective way to sort of stay on top of this? Should this change, for instance, be resisted? Can it be changed now that they, you know, could there be a peeling back of this if there's enough concern about it?
Historically, Facebook have rolled back features that have had a huge backlash against them, but I doubt very much it would happen in this particular case. I think there is an onus on Facebook still to make users more informed about privacy, and to be fair to them, they have been trying to respond. At one point they had something like 250 different privacy settings, which was unconscionably difficult to actually figure out, and now it's still a little bit simpler. But at the same time, there's still lots of different ways that your privacy can change, and each separate post can have different privacy settings on it, which can be very, very confusing. So I think if Facebook's going to effectively make public posts a lot more visible, give them a lot more potential to be amplified, I think it does need to spend a little bit more time making sure users understand what that means.
And how about, I've certainly done this, and I know others who have, going through and deleting your posts. So individually, it's very time consuming, but deleting photos you've put on, deleting, you know, status updates that you think you don't want on your timeline anymore. Does that erase them forever?
Effectively, yes. I mean, it might still exist on Facebook's database in a way that's only perceivable to the company itself, but if the object of the exercise is to remove it from public view, then absolutely deleting things does remove them from Facebook and eventually it will be gone completely. And that is a viable thing to do, but it takes a lot of work. If you've got 10 years of history on Facebook, then that's an awful lot of things to selectively delete. That said, there is one function that allows you to retrospectively make everything private if you change your settings in that way, but it is basically an all or nothing. There's no way to sort of select the last 75 posts and make them public and everything else private, but it is important to remember that we do have control and if it matters to us, we should actually spend the time to try and get on top of Facebook's privacy settings, at least until they change them next.
Thank you so much for explaining that to us. It's such a huge concern for people, and I really consistently feel like there's just not enough information about how to take control in this area.
Oh, absolutely. And I think Facebook is far from the only company where that's an issue. I think the social media companies, their job is to roll something out and then try and make money off advertising for the most part. And then balancing privacy becomes sort of a reactionary thing. Oh, people are upset about privacy. I guess we should think about it a bit more now. And I think that that approach to all sorts of online platforms is generally quite bad for the public, because we really are sort of handing over lots of details and then only after the fact being given the tools to perhaps control and shape them.
Thank you so much. And that's Dr. Tama Lever. He's a senior lecturer in internet studies at Curtin University, explaining the changes to Facebook's search function and what they mean for your privacy.